again, Audio Boo. We just wanted to demonstrate two of Kim's music boxes because they're so nice. She got bitten by the music box bug, thanks to me.
All her fault.
Yes. I got explaining one day about the different makers, manufacturers of music boxes and why some are better than others. And so she looked them up on YouTube and eBay, and you found this Rouge. Is this a wooden box?
Yes, it's a wooden music box.
It's a jewelry box.
It's a small one. It has one compartment for whatever you want to put in it. And it has Play Swan Lake. And on the top, it has a picture of a lake with two swans swimming in it, and it has water lilies in the lake. So
gorgeous.
And it's lined with velvet.
And it's very polished.
And it has dovetailed joints.
Oh yes, yeah, so it does. So this is a vintage piece. Did eBay say what the date was? Was it from the 60s?
They don't know.
They don't know, okay. But we do know it's a vintage piece, and actually, the Rouge movements from the 60s and 70s are a lot better than they are now. Unfortunately, that manufacturer has gone really downhill, so if you want to get a good music box movement, well, the small Sankyo movements aren't as good as the larger ones, but the 72-note and 50-note Sankyo movements are gorgeous.
36 one sounded good to me, too.
Oh, good. I've never heard a 36 one. So you can tell it's not just cheap Japanese crap. And then we have another one, which I have to find.
Sankyo makes good flutes.
Yes.
I tried a really nice one. It was one of their entry professional level ones.
It had a really sweet tone.
Yeah, it did. I have a recording of it somewhere.
Okay. Kim, I apologize if I'm not putting this back exactly as you had it. You can move it if you need to.
Okay.
Where's your San Fran one? Oh, I found it! Hey, what do you know? First thing I touched.
Yeah, and you never know what you'll find on that shelf.
Oh, gosh! Rats? Spiders?
Yeah.
Dragons? All toy ones, of course. Stuffed ones and rubber ones.
Yeah, no real dragons.
Rawr.
Or spiders.
Although you saw a really cute dragon yesterday.
I did. He was pretty. He was soft and not like a real dragon, of course.
Now, folks, we need your assistance with this music box. Kim got this at a really cool curio shop called Olive's Oddments, which I just think is the coolest name for a store. And this is a beveled glass jewelry box from the San Francisco Music Box Company.
It's a mirrored box,
yes,
too.
Yes, it has mirrors in the top of it. And then I think crowns also in the glass.
Yeah, it has a crown on the top that you can see inside the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And it has little rhinestones. Yeah, it's very
and then
cool.
You open the lid, and we have no idea what tune this is. So if anybody could tell us what tune this is, we would both be extremely grateful.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Oh dear, the lid fell. There we go. That hinge is not very secure.
No. There's a little ribbon on one side.
I see that. I didn't notice that when I looked at it before. But it's really pretty. It's got velvety stuff on the bottom, and then of course velvet inside the box as well.
And then velvet on the inside of the lid.
Yes. And there we go. I'll put this back.
Yes, I've been looking at a lot of the 72-note Sankyo movements because there's a lot of demonstrations on various music box sites and think, oh wow, they sound incredible.
They do. I like the one that plays the magic flute song. The Papa Gamer song. Well, I like the other one, too.
Yeah, they have tons of them.
And actually, there's one that I would dearly love to get when I'm really rich. And, it... Okay, yes, I realize this is corny, but it plays one of my favorite hymns, which is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And it sounds gorgeous.
Well, I think you should if you like it so much.
Yeah, I do.
There's a beautiful one that plays Clair de Lune.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that in three parts? Is that a three, three-tune cylinder?
Yep.
Yeah, those cylinder music boxes are amazing, folks. They have three tunes on them, and how they work is the cylinder revolves and plays one tune, and then it revolves from one set of pins to the next set of pins, because there are three sets on each cylinder. So as it revolves, it goes from one tune to the next. And you can actually wind up the music box to its full capacity and have it just on repeat until the whole thing runs down. Or you can just have it stop after all three tunes are done playing once. So they're very elaborate, but they're also very expensive, which is not surprising. Ooh, I see a spider.
A big furry one.
Yes, a big stuffed tarantula. She's very cute.
Yes, I have very strange things on my desk. She sits on my scanner, and now Shanna's making her crawl on my head.
And there's a spider on your head, on your head. There's a spider on your head, on your head. Soon you'll wish that you were dead. There's a spider on your head.
Nah, not this.
No. One. That's a nice spider.
Yeah, she has giant fangs. A lot of people would say, ooh, why would you want that? But
she's cuddly.
Yes.
I wouldn't like a real spider that size, but...
No, she's like 12 inches. And... Oh, she's large. She's modeled on... She's supposed to look like a Mexican red-kneed tarantula.
Yeah.
Evil, evil, evil.
Anyway, guys... I think we'll stop rattling on at you now. But like I said, if anyone knows the name of that tune, please do inform us. Kim just liked it because you liked the... sort of the shape that it made in your mind? Is that what enthralled you about it?
Yeah, I did.
That's cool. Yeah, Kim is a synesthete. She sees shapes when she listens to music, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anyway, guys, we will talk at you all another time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.